The story of Chappaquiddick should be told, but is this the way to tell it? Welcome back. I'm John Ellis. Thanks for joining me today. So as mentioned previously, I'm joining in on the National Podcast Post Month, or the hashtag NADPodPomo. So my goal here is to present you with a daily movie discussion and or review as part of this series. So there's others in different industries and different topics doing this as well. You can certainly follow that hashtag online to join in the conversation. And will I make it every day is the question. So we'll see. That's part of this challenge. But for the most part, these are going to be shorter episodes, so I hope you enjoy listening to these as much as I enjoy creating them. Now, if you're new to this podcast, normally I focus on current movies. We talk about a top 10 list. I let you know what's out. And ultimately with the goal of telling you what the best movie of the year is so far. So we continue to do that throughout the month of November. You know, as we discuss new movies, I'll be sure to let you know what's good and what's not good, etc. But we'll also discuss movies that we may have missed on their initial run, or we just didn't get a chance to talk about on this podcast, or other strong movies that may be just outside of our normal top 10 discussions. Today we're discussing the story of Chappaquiddick. So still in mourning after the killing of his brother Bobby Kennedy a year earlier, we are left with Ted Kennedy trying to find his voice and his political personality. So the deaths of his siblings place him in the spotlight with lots to talk about and whether he's presidential material. So that's the backdrop where the story starts. And Chappaquiddick is the story and scandal surrounding the death of Mary Jo Krepeschny as Ted Kennedy drove off a bridge in 1969 and ultimately to her death. So with Kate Mara as Mary Jo and Jason Clarke as Ted Kennedy, this movie explores the ego of the Kennedy family and the aftermaths of that event. We immediately start with the immediate events of this incident. A series of decisions make a bad decision even worse. One thing is certain, Ted Kennedy would never be president because of this incident. Now, whether the true events actually unfold this way or not, it does tell a story of a cover-up, which is not in question. So Jason Clarke portrays, let's say, a questionable man really well, like his work in Mudbound, and he does that really well. So he's just as strong in Chappaquiddick and often just as unlikable, a testament to his acting. So that being said, though, Chappaquiddick didn't land as solid as I'd hope it would for me. It was interesting, but ultimately it left me with sort of nothing. Nothing to think about, nothing to spread, nothing really for me to tell others to go see this. It's certainly not a bad movie. Good performances all around. It's even a good movie, but it's very forgettable. So, you know, as a matter of detail, there's nothing technically wrong with this film, but maybe that's the problem. You know, it's stale, it's safe, it's clinical, but ultimately it doesn't have enough entertaining moments to me to make it a movie. Maybe a documentary would have worked instead. So with a theatrical release date of April 2018, this qualifies as a 2018 movie for me. You often see this listed as a 2017 movie. It can be found right now on Netflix in the U.S., so it's worth watching, and I would love to know what you thought of Chappaquiddick. I'm going to be sure to post more information about this on ellisonmovies.com. As always, you can find me on Twitter talking about movies on ellisonmovies. Until then, be sure to hit the subscribe button or follow button or wherever you may be listening so you can be alerted when these new episodes drop. Until then, we'll talk tomorrow.